T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There was a store in Portland, Oregon. Hi, guys. Called Radish Underground. And the owners, Celeste and, oh my God, how am I blanking on Gina's name? Okay, Celeste and Gina were amazing. And Celeste was one of those people who would, like, diagnose what your deal was by your sign. But she was one of those people who would tell you really weird, random shit about your sign. And she told me once that as a Cancer, it meant that I like to have little pockets of money everywhere that I could go to. And I would hide money and resources in, like, little amounts all over my life. And she was right. That's one of the things that I actually really like about selling to stores, is it's like 15 extra people I can check with every month to see if they like my shit and want to keep selling it and want to buy more. And, you know, having all those little piles of money. I also stash money in lots of other places too. Just kind of like randomly all over my house, I have all these little cubby holes, and it's not a lot, you know, it's $2 to $5 at a time, but in an emergency, sometimes $5 or $10 can save my ass. So I don't know if that's really, I mean, Celeste is a goddamn genius, and so is Gina. So actually, I just assumed that Celeste was right about everything after that. If you're a Cancer, maybe you like to hide little piles of money as well. And I have been really enjoying that aspect of selling to stores again. And it's weird because I used to be obsessed with, like, everybody has to see the cards. But now when I'm making my sales pitch, you know, for the last 14 years, it's just been cards, cards, cards. But this year I have a calendar, which, you know, nobody's really interested anymore now that it's just about February. But I still like to say that I have it. And a book, and posters and magnets. So it's like, now I'm like a thing. Now Snarky Cards is like a big thing. And so when I was writing all my sales literature, it was really hard to fucking figure out, like, what I wanted to emphasize most. I mean, ultimately, the book is probably the most important. I really do want my book to be everywhere because it's the easiest way to transmit the most cards to the most people. And in theory, you know, since I wrote a book, now people can talk to me about the process of writing a book. Isn't that how it goes? You write some books and then people want to talk to you about writing books. Anyway, so I'm trying to get all that started, and I was picking up my tips from my weed shop job today, and I walked past a store, and I saw a card in the store that said, "Birds are assholes," and I was like, well, they're not opposed to swearing. So I went in, and I asked if they sell local art, and they said they do. I met the buyer and I dropped off some books with her, and she seemed like she was into it. So I'm going to email her tomorrow, and I haven't really done much else than that, but a new store could be, really good. You know, every store is awesome. Every store selling my shit is cool. And I really enjoyed those relationships that I had with the people who sold my work in the past. Like, some of my best friends were store managers or owners who bought my shit. Kay Kruger, who my calendar is dedicated to, owned Sweetness Cafe, and she used to buy my cards all the time, even when she really didn't have the money, back when they were $2 a pop. And If you read the calendar, her leftovers also kept me fed for the first couple years of Snarky Cards. I wouldn't have lasted or existed without her. So, I just wanted to just give you an update about what I'm doing to try and sell my shit and how I'm trying to, making the sales calls is super fucking hard and I'm having a hard block on it. And so I'm doing all this dilly-dallying. I've been researching all these different stores around the country that might be interested in my cards and rounding them up into a database and internet stalking them to make sure that they would actually be a good fit before I'm putting a lot of effort into the build up to the calls. The calls themselves actually aren't that stressful. And, some of the people that I love the most have helped me sell a lot of cards. So I'm entering into new relationships with people too. And I'm trying to emphasize that to myself, because one thing about maybe possibly me having ADHD, my best friend Arlette explained, is that it means that you don't do anything unless you really, really want to. It's hard to make myself just do shit. So I have to come up with actual fucking motivations and shit. I've been warming up to the idea of lots of little pots of money around the city and around maybe the country that I can call on and check on, and and new relationships with new people that might be awesome. And I am trying to rev myself up. Also, I've been going to the bars. I've gone twice now, and I miss having my fucking box, around my neck, where I could just grab shit and just hand it to people and just walk around with this box. Having an awkward purse just isn't working for me. So I talked to my buddy Tyler, who is also a massage therapist and knows how bodies work. And in particular, he watched my body break down last time, because walking around with the box was really fucked my back up. That plus, you get a free motorboat for every, it used to be every $20 you spend, you get a free motorboat when you buy my snarky shit. But because of my health issues, one, and two, my new self-esteem, and three, because I really want people to buy the book and the calendar, you now get, you now get a motorboat with a $50 or more purchase. And I am making sure that I'm getting some of the best lickable glitter for my boobs. I don't know if you guys know that about me or not, but when I did give motorboats, I would, before every motorboat, I would put on lickable glitter, which was nice and shiny, but also nice and tasty, so that my boobs tasted like the glitter, because that was important to me, to have guys or women, when they stood up, who were oh, yummy, on my lips, nice. A little dizzy from having a face full of Elisa boobs, but happy dizzy, I do kind of miss those motorboats. And I gave one last week and the dude was wait, you enjoyed that? And the chick was you really enjoyed that? And I was I think I'm supposed to enjoy it. Isn't that part of consent and being into my job and stuff? But they were right. It totally made me happy to finally be motorboated again. It was kind of a relief. I didn't realize I could get pent up from something that isn't sex. But it was really nice to be motorboated again. Yeah, I really do like motorboats. Okay, so I guess I have been working on a lot of things for the snarky cards. I also went through my list of snarky cards and just started knocking out the rest of the line, nailing it down. So I'll have 100 cards that'll be printable and then 100 blank cards that I can use to write new shit on is my goal in the next couple of months, which is a lot of stock for me to commit to. I guess there are a lot of parts of this job. Now that I'm telling it all to you, it does sound like a lot. I guess it's okay that I've been a little overwhelmed with all this shit. Anyway, and you guys, okay, so I'm reconstructing the box. Tyler, my best friend, said that that a weight in front and behind is what I need. So I was gonna figure out how to have like maybe a little backpack behind and then the box up front, and just have it like a cute harness that is easy to get out of. I can probably construct something like that, I think. Okay, so that's something I'm gonna do in the next couple weeks, I think. And then one, and then two, what was my other thing? Oh, you guys. Okay, so I totally don't really have any of the good pictures of me in this yet, but I will for you soon. My t-shirt came. It just says, "I wish you were a better person," with my green octopus on it. And it's a V-neck, and it's super cute and super soft. The material is hella soft, and it's really comfy, and it's, and on the back of this one shirt, I printed, like, snarky cards, brutally honest greeting cards, you know, cracking up since 2004, and, like, the Etsy site, snarkycards.etsy.com, and, I got to wear it today for the first time. I just, like, put it on, you know, it's a V-neck, so I put it on over, like, a long sleeve shirt. Seattle, multiple shirts at a time style, right? We like to stack here. So, it felt really good to wear my own shit. Like, I've been wearing, you know, the Black Lives Matter kitten skirt that I made myself, a lot lately. And that's cute. That's, I like to wear that with some of my cat jewelry and my cat earrings and stuff. It feels like a good cat suit, but, this is the first time I've ever like put one of my sayings on a shirt and worn it. I've put it on underwear before, like the fuck you and your fucking feelings underwear have to come back. I have to figure that out soon too, because I got some printed, but the fuck you and your fucking feelings just didn't seem like it was big enough. Okay, but it just felt really nice. I think I'm gonna hopefully print the whole line and be able to sell it, maybe in person when I go to the bar. Okay, so that's all the stuff I've been doing art-wise the last week or so. And I have been also, I went to one doctor's appointment. I've got, I've gone to three doctor's appointments since I talked to you the last time. And I've got at least one more scheduled with my general practitioner. And hopefully after that, she'll help me figure out if I'm going to start taking speed, because that's what they give you for ADHD. Or Sherry, my mom, Sherry is what I call her. Sherry was like, it is speed. She's a nurse. She's like, yeah, you're right. It's speed. I was like, yeah, like that's the solve for ADHD besides exercise and extra rest. And actually, those are the only two things that I really know about. But also, I've been trying to monitor my serotonin level, and I've been trying not to smoke any more straight sativas. It was hard because that's all I kind of had left for a couple of days there. So I was just cracked out, I guess. It's just not super functional. But I've also been thinking that I have like an annual pattern, right? Apparently, during September and January, those are the times when I like can't function and I go into hibernate mode and I have to sleep like 12 to 18 hours a day or whatever. And I can't figure out how to make appointments and I can't figure out how to really be present for a little while. I literally just like a bear, just like sort of go to bed for those 2 months. And then after that, I'm kind of hyper alert and awake and producing and working and trying to figure my shit out. So I'm trying to just let myself hibernate right now. Like Sunday, I was just like, all right, you want to be awake for 3 hours? Let's make them count. Let's do the dishes. Let's get rid of some of the smells in this place, right? I did some chores and then I just did another 18 hours. And even with my sleep apnea machine this year, it just seems like it's not, I always assumed that maybe I was just not getting enough out of sleep and that's why I needed to sleep so much. But I guess if I think about it, I have had this pattern for at least since I was in my early 20s of, and like, I mean, if it's not one of those time periods, extreme stress, and I'll just be out for 20 to 48 hours and then I'm okay. Then I can handle it. And usually I'm empathetic, compassionate, good at boundaries. Like I feel like I'm pretty confident with life, but, except for those 2 months, but maybe I'm not, maybe I'm just a flaky artist in general. And this is part of the way my artist flakiness works, but it does mean that making my own art and selling my own art is, if I can make that work financially, is one of the better choices for me, because I don't know a lot of employers that are like, oh, 2 months out of the year, I can't really depend on you. Fun. You know, whenever I tell a doctor or a friend that I'm having a hard time showing up for stuff, they're like, oh yeah, but not with me, right? I know you have a problem with that, but I'm going to accept, like, assume that I'm an exception. And I've been thinking about going away from every appointment, feeling like I have to promise someone that I'm going to take care of shit in a way that I don't feel fully capable of doing right now. So, some of these appointments leave me feeling a little bit confused and unnerved, I guess. Okay, so I think that's everything that I've been doing. That's my thoughts of the day. And I was going to do some separate thoughts of the day about politics. This was just like an art update plus a general like a new diagnosis update, because I don't know, maybe my cripple journey can inspire your cripple journey. Okay, one last thing. When I went around to all my best friends and I was like, would you still like me if I have ADHD? And they were like, duh, yeah, of course. Like, and also you probably have that. That sounds like exactly what you have. Mm-hmm. And then my friend Lydia was like, at least you have some rhythm to it, you know? At least like we can determine what's gonna happen depending on your circumstances. We can figure out when you're gonna crash and how long for, and just like wait for you to resurface. That's just the way your body takes care of it, and as long as it works for you, it works for us. Like everybody was really nice about it. All the people who love me still love me. So that made me feel pretty good. You know, after I heard that, I celebrated by, guess what? Going to bed. Because that's like my new prize for everything now. Okay. I also got a GoPro. So I'm going to be fucking around with that this week. Hopefully there'll be videos to accompany these thoughts of the day. Or I will just try to make them more frequent, because this one was hell's a long, because I totally missed you guys, and I think I really do need to talk to you every day. Okay, happy vagina, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.